country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. On this program, we'll bring back some of the hits of the 1950s, a period that saw a big change in country music, a so-called evolution from hillbilly music into the acceptance of Western swing and the big full orchestra sound to back some of the country music artists, and eventually to a much more popular style of music that was to be accepted by a growing audience. As Homer and Jethro were to record, those hillbillies are Mountain Williams now. Some of country music's biggest stars were just coming to be recognized in the 1950s, like George Jones and his first hit recording, which was released in July of 1955.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why. Well, I got a crow I want to pick with you, just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you, and you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man. Why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't live without you till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why. Every little dog's gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause I'm just a little bitty puppy, yeah. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. The thing to do was leave you, but I should've left then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door. Why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die, but tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why.
Very, very early George Jones and Why, Baby, Why in 1955, a release by George. But some of the country music stars that had been well established many years before were also involved in making changes. Stars like Red Foley, who had been very prominent on the country music scene in the 1930s, 40s, and up into the 1950s. In fact, in 1950, Red Foley recorded this song, which not only was a number one country song, but turned out to be a number one pop song also. Red Foley's Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
Have you ever passed the corner of Portland Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see fan the air with his hoppity hibbity hibbity hoppity hoppity hibbity hop. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag, Chattanooga shoe shine boy. Let it go. Don't that tickle you? Wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Just listen to him fan the air. Here goes. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag, Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
One of the very early great crossover tunes from the 1950s, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. That's the voice of Red Foley. A new sound beginning to come into country music, the Western Swing honky-tonk sound, and one of the very early stars of that particular style of music was a young man who had just gotten out of the Navy a few years before, went to Nashville, took an old tune, wrote some new words to it, and recorded it. It turned out to be a hit. Originally, the tune was by the Carter family in the 1920s, a song called I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes. Later, Roy Acuff, the king of country music, picked up the same tune and recorded The Great Speckled Bird, which also was a giant. But Hank Thompson took that song and made country music history with The Wild Side of Life.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places with the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
But that was not the end of that tune. A young lady, Muriel Deason, had joined a band in the western United States. It was Johnny Wright and his Tennessee Mountain Boys, and they were doing very, very well in the world of country music. Johnny and Muriel were married, and Johnny decided to pick a new name for his wife. He took an old country song called Kitty Wells and asked his wife if she would use that song in her recording career. She did, and in her career, recorded the answer to The Wild Side of Life. Same tune, new song, to establish Kitty Wells as the queen of country music and one of the major female country stars of all time.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox plays that tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trusting wife. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go.
Telling you like it is, the wild side of life's answer, it wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, establishing Kitty Wells in the 1950s. Meanwhile, in Memphis, Tennessee, at a little recording studio owned by Sam Phillips, there was another style of country music beginning to come to the forefront. And we were to learn later of stars like Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Johnny Cash with songs like this.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. dark and day is light. I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash is Tennessee 3, and a new sound coming round in country music. I don't know if you could call that rockabilly or not, but there was another guy in the same studio recording at the same time who certainly was establishing himself as a rockabilly star. We're talking about Jerry Lee Lewis. The Memphis Revolution was taking place, and of course we would hear more and more of those Sun Recording Studio stars as time went by. However, back on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, there were also changes taking place. Western swing was coming into its own, and here was one of the very early stars of Western swing, Pee Wee King and his orchestra. Later, Pee Wee was to go on to write the Tennessee Waltz, which became a very, very big pop song in the 1960s. But in 1951, Pee Wee was already on the pop charts with a number one song that was also a number one country music song, the Western swing sound of Pee Wee King and Slowpoke.
me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slow poke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slow poke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then you're late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to ten. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not a thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke too. Should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
King, his Slowpoke, and another great crossover song from the 1950s. Well, no show about the 50s would be complete without the great voice of Patsy Cline. One of our favorite Patsy Cline recordings in the late 1950s, Walkin' After Midnight.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
Of the Grand Ole Opry, another new instrument was being introduced. A very popular country artist, recording star Moon Mulligan, came to the Opry and brought his piano.
We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is now a memory. I had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. And now I guess what is to be will be. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own. Drifting out across the ocean blue, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails be torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. I'm just like a ship at sea that's lost without a sail. The dark clouds hide the sun from up above. And even with these broken dreams, my heart will never fail. For deep inside, there's only one true love. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the dreams I own. Drifting out across the ocean blue, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. Take back home to you, hoping you would hear my SOS. Maybe you would come back home, my darling, if you knew how much my aching heart is in distress. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own. Drifting out across the ocean blue, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
Moon Mulligan, his piano, and I'll Sail My Ship Alone, another big hit song for country music lovers in the early 1950s. No show of the 50s would be complete without Johnny Horton, a rising young star who was to go on to gain fame and fortune with the Battle of New Orleans. But earlier, Johnny had written and recorded another hit song, a great favorite called Honky Tonk Man.
I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, that's when I want to see the lights of town. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little gal and a jug of wine
That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mind. With the jukebox a-moaning, a honky-tonk sound. That's when I wanna lay my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone calling, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
You probably have heard that song. It was later recorded, of course, by other country music stars, but that's the original by the man who wrote it in the 1950s, the late Johnny Horton. Well, here's Bobby Helms, and probably Bobby is best known around Christmas time, a country song heard every year during the Christmas season, Jingle Bell Rock, one of his big recordings that still gets a lot of play. But back in the 1950s, Bobby did a salute to many of the GIs who had spent time in Europe, in the occupation of European countries, especially in Germany. And many of those GIs left sweethearts behind when they returned to the U.S., so Bobby recorded a song about a love left behind in Germany. Bobby Helms and Fräulein.
Far across deep blue waters lives an old German daughter by the bank of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her. I can't forget her. I miss my pretty to the sweetheart that I left behind. In a moment of glory, a face comes before me, the face of my pretty Fräulein. Fräulein, Fräulein, by the river, pretend your hand holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein.
The voice of Bobby Helms and memories of the occupation forces in Germany and memories of the girl left behind. Here's another giant from the 1950s. This was a song that actually led to an expression that sometimes is used today. When you get that letter that tells you that you are no longer loved, you are no longer wanted, it's often referred to as a Dear John letter. And that expression got its start with this great hit by Gene Shepherd and Ferlin Husky.
I must let you know tonight. I was overseas in battle when the postman came to me and he handed me a letter. Oh, I was as happy as I could be. For the fighting was all over and the battle had been won. But then I opened up the letter and it started. Dear John.
Dear John, oh how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like grass upon the lawn. And tonight I'll wed another. Dear John,
send back my picture, 'cause my husband wants it now. And when I tell you who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother Don. Will you wish us happiness forever, dear John?
Well, if you've ever gotten a Dear John letter, you know now where the expression came from. Gene Shepherd and Ferlin Husky, and a giant from the 1950s. Well, here's one that Ferlin did by himself. He had recorded this earlier under assumed name, I guess you would call it, the name of Terry Preston. The song did not do well, and it was later pretty much forgotten. Well, after Ferlin had recorded with Gene Shepherd and became a superstar, so to speak, he re-recorded the song under his real name, Ferlin Husky, and it became one of the big hits of the 1950s.
Since you've gone, the moon, the sun, the stars in the sky know the reason why I cry. Love divine once was mine. Now you've gone. Since you've gone, my heart, my lips, my tear-dimmed eyes, a lonely soul within me cries. I acted smart, broke your heart. Now
in 1957, it crossed over and became not only a big, big country song, but a number one popular hit for Ferlin Husky, in this case using his real name. Marty Robbins also established himself as a major country star in the 1950s, his first hit coming in 1951. We've chosen a song from 1956 that Marty recorded. I consider this one of his very finest recording efforts. A beautiful song and well done. Marty Robbins singing the blues from our 1950s hit show.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars are on the shine, the dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Marty Robbins, Singing the Blues, one of the great songs from the 1950s that we're featuring on this show. We turn now to Ray Price. Later, Ray was to go on and record with a full orchestra, a lot of violins, but his earlier recording efforts were with his band known as the Cherokee Cowboys. He had many, many hits in the 1950s. We picked one from 1959, recorded on January the 29th, 1959. Ray Price, his Cherokee Cowboys, and Heartaches by the Numbers.
And heartache number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got heartache by the number, troubled by the score. A love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Heartache back to say. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartache by the number, troubles by the score. A love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Ray Price is Cherokee Cowboys, and from 1959, a big song that established Ray Price and his group as major recording artists. Well, there was another style of country music that was very, very popular in the 1950s. The easy, beautiful sound of Gentleman Jim Reeves. Jim, of course, went on to make country music history with his big hit, He'll Have to Go. But in 1957, Jim recorded this song, and it turned out to be a number one hit also.
Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found. Each night I look up at your mansion, I can see the window where the light shines through. I wonder if you still remember the one that you left for someone new. Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found. Each night as I wait here in the darkness, I watch your window so high above. I'm longing for a look at my own sky, just a glimpse of the one that I still love. Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found.
Gentleman Jim Reeves and his band and chorus known as the Blue Boys at that time, and a 1957 hit, one of many for Jim Reeves and that great ballad style that Jim did so very well. Here's another young artist who was just coming on the scene in the 1950s, a young man who recorded a hit song in 1956 that also went number one on the country charts and number one on the pop charts. His name, Sonny James.
They say forever, boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I've found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. Young love, our love, Just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
Sonny James is Southern Gentleman, and a song that appealed very much to the young people of that day, Sonny James and His Young Love. Well, no program from the 1950s would be complete without this next song, written by Merle Travis. Merle had grown up in the coal country of Kentucky and remember the days of the company store and the deep, dark mines. He wrote a song recorded by his friend, the late Tennessee Ernie. Ernie Ford and 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul. The company store.
Ernie Ford, and one of the great hit songs of the 1950s, 16 Tons. It's very difficult, really, to pick all of the songs that were influential in country music in the 1950s, but here, our final selection features a voice that certainly was unique, a very talented writer, a very talented entertainer, who died at a young age. We're talking about Lefty Frizzell, and here's a sample of his great work.
Always lay with your kisses. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? Always lay with your kisses. Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way?
Classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music, the hits of the 1950s. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.